Heracles in the years before had come with depredation and death upon our best. 12, for example, were the sons of Nereus, and I alone was left. The rest were killed. These exploits puffed the Epeii up. They showed their insolence, devising crimes against us. Now our old king sequestered for himself a herd of oxen and a flock of sheep, 300 beasts with herdsmen. For in Elis a great debt was his due, a four-horse team of racing horses and their chariot that once would have contended in the games and raced to win the tripod. But Augeas, lord of Ilians, kept them and sent home the empty-handed, grieving charioteer. In his long anger for these words and deeds, the old king now made choice of plenty for himself, and to the people gave all the rest to be distributed, seeing to it that no man lacked his share. We were proceeding with all this, and making sacrifice around the town, when on the third day the Epeii came in multitudes, with horses driven hard, Meliones's two boys among them armed, though still untrained in warfare. There's a city, Thryoessa, on a beetling hill above the Alpheus at the verge of Pylos. This they besieged, in fury to pull it down, and scoured the whole plain. But Athena bore a warning for us, running from Olympus by night to take up arms, and she assembled troops of Pylos keen to fight. Now Neleus would not hear of my arming, hid my horses, denied I had ever learned the arts of war. Yet even so I made my mark among our charioteers, foot soldier though I was. Athena so conducted that affray. A stream called Menoeus joins the sea near Erene. Horsemen of Pylos there awaited the unearthly dawn, while infantry flowed up to join us. Arming with all speed, by noon we reached Alpheus's ancient waters, making our offerings there to Zeus all-powerful, to Alpheus and to Poseidon, bulls, a heifer to Athena, hope of soldiers. Afterward we took our evening meal along the column by companies, and slept each man in his own gear beside the river. Meanwhile the bold invading Epeii kept the town besieged. They burned to pull it down, but first had sight of Ares' handiwork.